朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我想到 MIT 一位学生。
I thought of a student at MIT.
有人对他很有负担。
Many had a great burden for this.
但是跟他传福音很难。
And yet they found it very difficult to share the gospel.
因为这个人心不只是很硬。
Not only was this person carrying a hard heart.
而且这个人非常非常强，有佛教的背景。
He also had a very deep background in Buddhism.
也跟他讲圣经。
And so in sharing the gospel with them.
他跟你讲佛经。
He would share from the Buddhist Bible.
你要想办法带他信主，他要想办法带你信佛。
And you in wanting him to believe in Jesus Christ, he would seek to cause you to believe in Buddha.
长话短说，带他信主不容易。
To make a long story short, it was a difficult process.
但是我们看见神的爱至终感动了他。
And yet we see God's love in the end moving his heart.
他接受了主。
And he accepted Jesus.
他信了耶稣。
He became a Christian.
你知道他信了耶稣以后怎么样？
You know what happened after he became a Christian?
6个礼拜的时间。
In 6 weeks' time.
他把圣经读完了一遍。
He went through the Bible once.
6个礼拜把圣经读完一遍。
6 weeks through the Bible once.
他不是随随便便读。
And yet he did not do it casually.
在2个月以前，我接到他一封信。
And 2 months ago, I received a letter from him.
他说李牧师。
He said,Reverend Lee,
谢谢你们一直谢谢教会一直为我祷告。
Thank you for the church's continued prayer.
现在时候已经到了。
The time has now come.
我在过去这些年来
，In these past few years,
我代职去读神学。
I have gone to seminary on a part-time basis.
我今年我已经神学毕业了。
I have now graduated from seminary.
从9月开始。
And from September on,
神预备了我，也预备了我爱人的心。
God has prepared me as well as my wife.
我们九月要全时间出来侍奉主。
In September, we will come out in full-time ministry.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我不能不回头来看这件事情而数算神的恩典。
I could not but think of God's grace in the past.
人为什么会软弱
？Sometimes men.People are weak.
因为我们只看片段。
Because we only see a segment.
我们没有看全部。
We do not see the whole picture.
当我们只看他顶撞不肯接受神的那个片段的时候。
When we only see that one segment in which he was so antagonistic against us.
我们会灰心气馁的不得了。
We would become very discouraged and low-hearted.
且回过头来看他这十几年神在他身上的工作。
And yet, in reflection over these past 10 years of God's work on his life,
看见他的生命的成长。
We see his growth in life.
我心里面是很大的感动。
Indeed, I am deeply moved.
是从吃开始的。
It began from eating.
6个礼拜把圣经吃完一遍。
6 weeks consuming the Bible.
今天我们对读经有什么样的态度
？I wonder what our attitude is.To reading God's word today,
我看到一句话说
I read this following.
他说不是我读圣经，我常常发现圣经在读我。
Often it is not the case of I reading the Bible, but the Bible reading me.
这是真正读圣经的态度。
I think this indeed is the proper attitude we should have.
因为他越读圣经，越从圣经认识他自己。
Because the more we read the Bible, the more we become.Realize who we are.
越读圣经，生命有越多的突破和增长。
The more we read the Bible, the more in our life we have new beginnings and breakthroughs.
不信上帝的伏尔泰。
Voltaire, who did not believe in God.
他曾经预言过。
He once prophesied that.
他说他死了以后100年。
He said after 100 years of after his death.
就是他的著作要代替圣经的地位。
That his works, his manuscripts or his books would take the place of the Bible.
他说圣经可以找到。
He said the Bible can be found.
到博物馆去找。
But you would have to find it in a museum.
没有想到伏尔泰死了25年以后。
And yet, it's hard to believe that in 25 years after Voltaire's death,
伏尔泰他自己住的地方，讲那句话住的地方，成为日内瓦这个发行圣经的这个出版社。
It's hard to believe that in 25 years after his death. the very place that he made such a statement became the publishing house in Geneva for Bible.
要讲读圣经，今天讲不完。
To speak of reading the Bible, there would be no end this morning.
这个孩子起来的时候，耶稣吩咐给他东西吃。
And so we see when this child was raised, Jesus commanded them to give this child something to eat.
请我们看路加福音第七章。
And then turning over to the 7th chapter of Luke.
我们看见主让第二个人从死里复活。
And here we see the second person whom Jesus caused to raise from the dead.
请我们看十五节。
Looking at verse 15 of chapter 7.
路加福音第七章十五节，那死人就坐起并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他的母亲。
It says there that in verse 15 that the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother.
Began to talk.这里给我们看见一个复活的生命，第二个现象。
Here we see the second characteristic of a resurrected life.
说话
，speaking.
一个活过来的人
，somebody that has been resuscitated.
一个正常活过来的人
，somebody that has been normally or a normal person.
他会说话
，he would be able to, or she would be able to speak.
我相信很多人家里面都有养孩子的经验。
I'm sure most of us have the experience of raising children in our home.
其实小孩子每一个阶段都很可爱。
Actually, in each facet, the children are all very loving.
我不会忘记，这又是往事。我儿子还小的时候。
Another reminiscing when my son was still young.
有的时候想想，那是好久好久以前的事情。
Often I think it's so far in the past.
我老大现在26岁。
My eldest son is this year 26 years
old. 25年半之前
In 25 and a half years ago,
我第一任父亲的时候
when I was in my first term as father,
兴奋得不得了
I was indeed excited.
一回到家，什么事情都不管，就跑到摇篮旁边去看孩子
And, oblivious to anything else, I ran to the cradle where my child was.
他五个月会叫爸爸
In 5 months' time, he could already call out father.
你知道他怎么叫的呢？
You know how he said it?
不是出于自愿。
Actually, it was not out of his own choice.
我回到家就把他的两个上嘴唇、下嘴唇在手上扒扒，去把它扒出来。
I forced his two lips together so he would make the sound "爸爸."
当他一出这个“爸爸”的音的时候，我乐得不知道哪里去了。
As soon as he made that sound, indeed, I was filled with excitement.
但是我知道那是假的。
But I knew that was not genuine.
但是可能因为逼得太早了。
But perhaps because I forced him at too young of a
age. 七八个月的时候，他真的会讲爸爸，他会讲。
So by 7-8 months, he indeed could make that sound.
上帝也是很公平。
And I think God is indeed a very fair God.
到我们老二的时候
when my second child came along,
他到两岁还不会讲话。
At the age of two, he could still not say anything.
两岁以前完全静悄悄，让我觉得是最高品质的一个产品。
The first 2 years without saying a word, I thought perhaps he was the best of the best.
到了说话的时候，发现他两年没有讲的话，噼里啪啦通通讲出来。
After that, he seemed to make up for the last 2 years.
他不说话的时候，我们都很急。
And when he wasn't talking, we became very anxious.
神对他的儿女也是一样。
I think God with his children is likewise.
我不知道今天我们做基督徒做了几年。
I don't know where each of us are in our spiritual life.
神对你也许很急。
Perhaps God is very anxious for you today.
一直到现在
Even till today.
你从来没有向神说过一句话
For once in your life, you have yet to say one word to God.
我刚刚信主的时候
When I had just become a Christian.
我要受洗的时候
When I was just to be baptized.
那个外国的美国的宣教士
An American
missionary. 他告诉我
Said to me.
他说李弟兄你在教会已经有好多年
Said Brother Lee you have been in the church for many many years
我们在旁边已经看你看了那么多年
And from the side we have observed you for many years
你现在才受洗
Now only now you are being baptized
没有什么可以跟你谈的
Really there's nothing more we can say to you
我们只要做一个祷告就好了
Actually all we need to do is give a prayer
李弟兄请你开口祷告
Brother Lee will you begin in prayer
我在教会四年
I had been in the church for already
我听人祷告听了四年
I had heard other people pray for 4 years
第一次被要求在第三者的面前开口祷告
But that was the first time in the presence of a third party that I was required to open my mouth in prayer
简单
Easy
既然祷告就可以受洗好祷告
Seeing if you can pray then therefore you can be baptized then let's go for it
我忘不了
But I will not forget
我低头祷告
As I bowed my head in prayer
我第一句话说
The first words that came forth.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
下面舌头就打了结了。
After that, my tongue seemed to be in knots.
我大概停了，我想在一两分钟的人，那一两分钟是很长很长的两分钟。
Although I stopped for maybe one or two minutes, it seemed eternity.
我终于想出下面应该讲什么。
And finally, I figured out what I needed to say.
我说如此祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
那个牧师在旁边大声的阿门。
The pastor standing beside me echoed a resounding amen.
过了好多年。
After many years,
我问他记不记得这件事情。
I asked him if he still remembered that event.
他说这种事情会忘记还得了。
He said, "How could I possibly forget such an event?"
而每一次我看你站在讲台讲道，我就想到这个祷告。
Each time I hear you preaching from the pulpit, I think of that prayer.
我说你有什么印象？
And I said, well, what are the recollections that you have?
他说那个祷告很充实。
Said that prayer had a great deal of substance.
我说怎么充实呢？
I said, how was it substance?
说你在安静的时候，我心里面一直在替你祷告。
I said, when you were quiet in my own heart, I was praying fervently.
所以我一直记得那两分钟，我是为你祷告。
And so I remembered in those 2 minutes, I continually prayed for you.
所以每一次当你站在台上，我听你讲道的时候。
And so each time as you stand in the pulpit and I hear you preach.
我们 Boston 的这个飞机场叫 Logan。那么这一个传道人就是 Reverend Logan， 是我们从小他看我长大的一个传道人。
His name was Reverend Logan， somebody who saw me grow up。
他说每一次我看见你讲道
，And each time as I hear you preach，
我就想到那两分钟为你的祷告没有落空。
I can think of those 2 minutes that I prayed for you did not go in vain。
但虽然他安慰我。
And although he gave me great comfort,
但是我还是觉得我在神的面前很惭愧。
I found indeed a great deal of remorse in the presence of the Lord.
起码基督徒有两种话要讲。
And I think as Christians, there are at least 2 kinds of things we should be talking about.
一个是向神说话，祷告。
First of all, it is talking to God.
第二，要学习怎么样向人说话，做见证。
Secondly, how to talk to other people.
向人说话是每一个基督徒留在被留在地上的目的。
I think that to speak to God is the purpose by which each of us is left here on earth.
那么只有让我们学习向神说话，我们才知道怎么样向人说话。
Yet it is only in the process of learning how to communicate with God that we can begin to communicate with others.
尤其有的时候神把我们放在地上，让我们经过许多的患难，使我们在患难里面知道怎么样向人说话。
It is especially true when God allows us here on earth to go through trying times to learn how to communicate with others.
我这几天看到一个比方。
In these past few days, I read of an illustration.
我很喜欢收集笑话、故事、见证等等。
I like to collect humorous stories, testimonies, and illustrations.
我也喜欢收集一些比方。
I like to also collect some illustrations.
有一个人说的很有意思。
And one person said it very interesting.
我从来没有听过这样说法。
I've never heard it said thus.
他说基督徒好像一包茶叶。
Said that Christians are like a bag of tea.
要用热水冲才能够显出它的价值。
It can only be manifested its value through the process of being put in hot water.
今天早上我跟师母讲。
And this morning I said to my wife.
她说热水冲还不够。
She said hot water was not enough.
要用开水来冲才够。
You have to use boiling water.
我记得吴牧师在这里讲过约翰福音十三章。
I remember Reverend Wu sharing from the 13th chapter.
我们要门徒彼此洗脚。
Said that disciples were to called upon to wash each other's
feet. 他特别强调提醒我们。
And he especially emphasized and reminded us.
你要替弟兄姊妹洗脚。
You have to wash brothers and sisters.
不要用太热的水。
But don't use too hot of water.
因为你用太热的水，好像要服侍弟兄姊妹，结果却伤了弟兄姊妹。
That in the process of using too hot of water, seemingly you're serving them, but in fact you're hurting.
但是这个比方说，我们基督徒好像一包茶叶。
But this illustration.Refers to us as bags of tea.
这个茶叶要发挥它的功用。
In order for this bag of tea to be effective,
要用热水来冲。
It has to be immersed in hot water.
我们喜欢热水吗？
I wonder if we like hot water.
我们不喜欢热水。
We do, don't indeed.
人生的境遇，我们不喜欢患难。
I think that as humans, we are repulsed by difficulty.
道路家庭教会的一个领袖。
A leader within the house church movement
他说了一句话
in China said thus.
他说我们从来不告诉刚刚信主的人如何避免患难。
Said we never tell a just born again Christian how to avoid difficulty and suffering.
我们也不教他们怎么样在逼迫中靠主忍耐。
Nor do we teach them what it means to depend upon God in the midst of tribulation.
我们只提醒初信的基督徒。
But only we remind them.
提醒他们，患难和逼迫是神安排我们传福音的机会。
That in the midst of difficulty and suffering, it is a time in which God has prepared for each of us the opportunity of sharing the gospel.
刚信主。
If you have just become a Christian,
学习向神说话。
Learn how to speak to God.
学习向人说话。
Learn how to communicate.
我们看第三。
And then the third illustration.
我们看约翰福音第十一章
found within the 11th chapter of the gospel.
拉撒路那死了四天埋葬在坟墓里，尸体已经发臭的，他怎么样从死里复活？
Lazarus, who was dead and buried for 4 days, his corpse smelling, how he was raised.
四十四节
Here in verse chapter 11, verse 44, it tells us.
四十四节在这里告诉我们，那死人就出来了。
And it says here that in verse 44 that the dead man came out.
手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
And his hands and feet were wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
犹太人的风俗和规矩。
Amongst the culture and traditions of the Jewish people,
他们对死人也是那种木乃伊式的埋葬法。
Their view or their practice in burials is similar to the Egyptian mummy process.
当耶稣叫拉撒路从坟墓里面出来的时候
，And when Jesus called forth Lazarus from the tomb,
他是从坟墓里面蹦出来的，跳出来。
He jumped forth from the tomb.
因为他身上有许多的东西缠住他。
Because he had many things wrapped around him, hindering his mobility.
前面两个从死里复活的。
The first two we saw who were resuscitated.
一个吃饭，一个说话。
We saw the first one as eating, the second one as speaking.
第三个例子里面。
And then in this third illustration.
那个责任不在那个从死里复活的人。
We see that the responsibility lay not with the resurrected person.
责任在于旁边围绕他的人。
Rather, we see the responsibility on those who are around him.
这是旁边的人的使命和责任。
This was the responsibility, the mission of those around him.
六位弟兄姊妹马上要受洗。
There are six that will meet in the right away be baptized.
今天我们坐在这里教会的弟兄姊妹，我们有责任。
I think that we sitting here, brothers and sisters of this church, have responsibility.
我们要帮助这些从死里复活的弟兄姊妹。
We are called upon to help these that are brought forth from death.
帮助他们能够好好的走主要他们走的路。
To help them walk upon the path in which the Lord would have them walk.
要解开。
To loosen.
不是捆绑。
Not to hinder.
给他自由。
To give freedom.
不是给他限制。
Not to give restriction.
我为什么说这句话？
Yet why do I say?
因为今天有许许多多刚信主的基督徒。
Because there are many.New believers,
到了礼拜堂里以后
when they come to the church,
他受了许多的限制
and they receive many different kind of.
你做了基督徒
once you become a Christian,
你应该读经
you have to read the Bible,
你应该祷告
you have to pray,
你应该聚会
you have to go to service,
你应该去这个带领人信耶稣
you have to go out and bring people to Christ.
许多的应该把那些人绑住了
and many times there are must, which they must do, that confine them.
你说李牧师你不是矛盾吗
and yet,Perhaps you would say, Pastor Lee, aren't you being a little problematic?
刚才说要祷告读经。
You said just a minute ago that we had to read the Bible.
你现在又说不应该祷告读经。
And yet now you're seemingly saying you don't have to.
你说你应该读经是错的。
Is it in fact that you're incorrect by telling us so?
跟他讲说应该读经这是错的。
I think to say you must read the Bible is inaccurate.
因为你有复活的生命。
It is because you have that resurrected life.
你有生命的需要。
You have the need to maintain that life.
你自然你就需要读经。
And I think very naturally you would need to read the Bible.
这样才可以叫他走。
And only then would you be able to walk.
不是停顿的，是长进。
It is not a stationary life, but a moving ahead life.
所以受洗不是毕业，受洗是一个开始。
And so baptism represents not graduation, but only the beginning.
Walking, 走有行为生活的意思。
We see that we saw that walking represented the manifestation of life.
我没有时间在这里多讲。
We don't have time to go on further.
把这三个主耶稣从死里复活的见证。
But if we were to combine these three testimonies of resurrection,
我希望对他们勉励，也对我们每一位能够的帮助。
I hope that it would not only be an exhortation to these six, but also a helpful reminder to each of us.
让我们从这三个例子勉励我们自己。
Three illustrations, let us remind ourselves.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。